Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. I'm going to be doing now a series of Secrets of Career Analysis podcasts for all you beautiful people. This may be helpful, especially if you are looking to succeed in your current job or looking to change your career path or do something in case you have lost your job due to artificial intelligence, AI, and so on and so forth. First of all, let me dispel the fear that AI is going to do anything like taking your jobs and making everybody jobless. That's not going to be the case, at least so far as I'm concerned. Even though I use AI in my podcasts extensively, that is just a correlation mechanism between the notes I have already made from two certification courses I have done. By the way, the entire Vedic Astrology basic course is available now online in the memberships area in case you wish to deep dive and understand all the basics there is to know about this thing called Vedic Astrology. That is also made using AI. But that is just a capturing mechanism for my own notes and my own understanding and my experience of reading charts, okay? So it is not like blindly I have put AI into the business. That's not the way AI works anyway. All right, so talking of secrets of career analysis, first I'm going to be doing between natal and navamsha and using the Jaimini system of astrology. Going forward, I shall be explaining to you all the principles of Amartya Karaka as it relates to your career, as it relates to Jaimini astrology, and what tips you can take from there to understand your career paths and your planets and points. And going forward, I shall even be doing the case studies like I did for all the previous ones. So let's begin with the basics, part one. Number one, what is Amartya Karaka in Jaimini astrology? What does it mean by saying Amartya Karaka? It directly means, translated from Sanskrit, it means the minister. Atma Karaka being the king or the soul aspect. Amartya Karaka is the planet in your natal chart which is of second highest degree angle. Jaimini system considers angles. Okay. This planet with the second highest degree in your natal chart is your Amartya Karaka. Think of Amartya Karaka as the second house of your natal chart if you use traditional astrology. The Amartya Karaka planet is responsible for earning wealth, income for your family. That planet, that sign, whatever it is sitting on, that is what is responsible for your wealth earning capacity, or in what way you will be doing your profession. What is your profession really like? We'll be using this form of analysis. Check the planetary significations first, the sign which the planet is sitting on next, and then the house placements later in that order of significance. In order for us to understand the energies that are playing into your career part of your life. This is one part of your life. We are only discussing career here. Check the placement of the sign and placement in natal and then see which sign or house it travels to in the Navamsha. First check all the natal aspects and then see where it goes into the Navamsha. Natal is where it will play out in the physical reality like we discussed before in the Nakshatrapada series. Navamsha shows the part that will provide the qualities and characteristics to the Amartya Karaka planet. And you shall see all this as we go forward. Don't panic too much if you find all these concepts very alien, okay? Hang in with me. Now, as you can see in the slide, this one, check basics part two. I've taken a case here, for example, the natal chart is on your left displayed there and Navamsha of the same person is displayed on the right, okay? So we have two charts, natal as well as Navamsha. Now the number of Karakas I'm using in Jaiminis for the sake of this study is 7 Karakas. I'm not using Rahu. Okay, it's not 8 Karakas, it is 7. So the AMK which is said here is Amartya Karaka in this person's case, which is Saturn. And the Saturn, first we have to see as per the rules, is where it is placed. It is placed in the 5th house in the sign of Gemini. In the natal chart, But in Navamsha, it goes to the sign of Aquarius in the 10th house, the same planet. So the travel of the Amatya Karaka from natal to Navamsha, it has changed sign, it has changed house as well. Planet is the same. Okay? Bear this in mind as we go forward. I'm going to stick this introduction in every single podcast just for ease. If you have seen this before, just skip to the part where you want to come to the learning part. Basics part 3. I have used 7 karakas which are considered in this study. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn. Totally 7 solid planets, ignoring Rahu and Ketu, as the basis, as per the scriptures. Okay. Aspects of the karakas are different from the main system. In Gemini system, the aspects are considered based on the signs where they're aspecting each other. Fixed signs aspect all movable signs except the one next to them. Movable signs aspect all the fixed signs except the one next to them. And dual signs aspect one another. Just remember this. You can even GPT it if you want. So it is based on the rules of the Gemini system, not the mainstream system. Okay? Just understand this. After I cover the planets as Amatya Karaka, and going forward by Amatya Karaka in Navamsha and that characteristic, this itself will be very large number of podcasts, then I shall begin the case study podcast for better learning and grounding. Because learning astrology without studying any amount of doing charts, natal charts, studying n number of charts, okay, unless we indulge in that, well, the study of astrology just becomes esoteric. It has no grounding. It has no value. It's like studying physics without any proof in the lab. You have to prove it. Is this true for me or not? That should be your question. It can't be just an idle rant or a philosophical rant of some kind. Vedic astrology is as real as it gets, folks. Okay? Now let's discuss Saturn as your Amartya Karaka, the determinant of your career path in life. So when Saturn as a planet becomes the second highest angle in your natal chart, it becomes your Amartya Karaka. Okay? Saturn is slow, is patient, is deliberate, can become cynical, can become very harsh in their speech and demeanor. But let's go step by step. What does people representation of Saturn mean? Okay, why we are taking these things like people, attitude, types of work, etc. first is because these things you might find it dominant in your career path. These kinds of attitude, these kinds of people you might be working with. So Saturn in terms of people is representation of common people, the masses. Saturn is concerned about the masses, the most common man on the street. Saturn is also representing elderly or the older and wiser and the cynical. As people get older, they get cynical, isn't it? That's the representation of Saturn. Whenever you see the older people, salt and pepper hair or all white hair, think Saturn. That's the Saturnian representation right there. In terms of attitude, Saturn is slow, patient, methodical and systematic. So if Saturn becomes your Amartya Karaka, these are the qualities you will bring to your career, to your workplace or your business. Okay. Types of work associated with Saturn is mining and minerals. So therefore the oil and gas industry, because everything underground, like mining, all underground related work or careers. It can be even archaeology if you go to see it that way, because it's digging something underground. Saturn is an underground kind of planet. Gems and jewelry by extension, especially if it's Venus, with Venus. Construction if it is with Mars. Shoes, Saturn represents your shoes, so anything related to shoe industry. Metals and machinery is also Saturn's type of work. Hair salons, hair stands for Saturn, so hair salons and beauty salons. Cafes, restaurants also, but cafes dominantly, because tea and coffee stand for Saturn. heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, because Saturn is a cool planet, it's interested in cooling stuff. Housekeeping services also, because Saturn is interested in cleaning up the house. Now let's examine the conjunctions. Saturn as Amartya Karaka in conjunction with different planets. So Saturn with Sun, obviously Sun standing for governance, as we saw in the earlier one. So Saturn with Sun gives work positions in government, in judiciary. Saturn is interested in justice system. It is for the masses. Administration, because Saturn is slow and methodical and patient in quality. So all administrative type of jobs, be it banking, be it legal, be it anywhere, is more Saturnian in nature. Remember these qualities, because qualities give a lot of hints. So in terms of conjunction with Sun, it can also mean executive leadership, because Sun is a power planet. So Saturn with Sun can give you executive leadership. When you come to Saturn, there are special positions. Examine the trine. What is 5th from Saturn and what is 10th from Saturn? If there is something there, one of these planets, then that might become a dominant career path or support. So Saturn with Mercury will give you careers relating to accounting. Mercury is good in taking care of details, right? Like Virgo. Administration, again, because it is more intellectual work, it is more slow and methodical. Auditing, again, slow and methodical, detail oriented. HR, human resources. Data analysis, or mining data, for example, in IT fields. And it also makes for engineers. Saturn and Mercury are more intellectual oriented, especially Mercury, like we saw earlier. Saturn with Venus will give careers in architecture. It can also be in archaeology, because Saturn loves to dig deep. Fashion industry, especially beauty parlors where there is hair cutting involved. Like I said, Saturn stands for hair salons. Finance, okay, Venus is wealth, Karaka finance, and it requires slow and methodical work. Therefore, finance, do this kind of analysis, it will give you a more broader picture first. Interior design, because Venus is a Karaka of beauty. Interior design also requires systematic work. With Jupiter, Saturn with Jupiter will give you a judge. Again, once again, law, legal, making procedures, policies, judges of high courts, supreme courts, any court. Educators of all kinds. They require slow, methodical, detail-oriented professors in universities, for example. It can also make for political strategist. Saturn concerned with masses. Jupiter is a good strategist, so political strategist. Management consultants of all kinds, and careers with non-governmental organizations of all kinds. With Mars, Saturn plus Mars definitely makes engineers, because it's detail oriented and it's based on logic. Mars is a logical planet. Also project management and project management consultants. Security, Mars is into law enforcement. Saturn plus Mars invariably puts people into construction fields, because land Karaka is Mars, Saturn Karaka is construction. We just said that there, type of work, yes? Law enforcement, like I said, Mars is law enforcement, Saturn is concerned with justice. Saturn is a justice planet. It will see fairness in all things. If it is not fair, it will take it out. If you combine it with Rahu Ketu aspect and the above, it gives different kind of careers. For example, Saturn with Rahu conjunctor aspect, along with these others, may give careers in forensics. Rahu is interested in uncovering truths. Information technology, infrastructure, chemical industries, data analytics, and law enforcement. Of course, you have to place it with the above planets, then you'll get a better view. With Ketu aspect to Saturn, These might make careers in yoga or meditation teachers. This can become very good meditation teachers, Saturn with Ketu. Because one is very detached and Saturn is very methodical. Meditation requires a fair degree of patience, isn't it? It's not like YouTube shorts or something that you see for 2 minutes and think you're a wise guy. Another kind of career for Saturn with Ketu, occult researchers of all kinds. Healers of all kinds. They can make powerful healers. Also policy reformers. Now let's get into the Saturn placement in the houses going forward in this video. And next we shall start uncovering the Navamsha aspects of these Amartya Karakas, different planets. Later on we'll go into the case studies. Take care, enjoy.
Career studies. Saturn as Amartya Karaka. When Saturn becomes the Amartya Karaka, the planet of discipline, structure, responsibility, endurance, and systemic governance becomes the ministerial executor of the soul's mission. This produces a professional approach grounded in persistence, methodical planning, and a respect for processes. Individuals with Saturn as Amartya Karaka excel in careers that require long-term commitment, organizational management, regulatory oversight, and the ability to operate within complex institutional frameworks. They are often drawn to governance, infrastructure, law, engineering, manufacturing, mining, social reform, or any field demanding patience and a strong work ethic. A strong Saturn in this position fosters resilience, reliability, and the capacity to manage large-scale operations or enduring responsibilities. When afflicted, it can lead to excessive rigidity, pessimism, bureaucratic delays, or fear-driven decision-making. Career success for Saturn as Amartya Karaka comes from embracing steady progress, respecting timelines, and maintaining integrity in positions of accountability. First house, career focus, government leadership, public administration, corporate governance, institutional reform, engineering, or structural design. Strengths, authoritative presence, endurance in leadership roles, disciplined personal conduct. Challenges, slow career rise, overly rigid self-presentation, resistance to adaptive strategies. Second house, career focus, banking, auditing, wealth preservation, resource governance, family-run industries with a traditional framework. Strengths, long-term financial planning, disciplined resource management, cautious and reliable economic decision-making. Challenges, conservative investment limiting growth, family obligations slowing career expansion. Third house, career focus, technical writing, policy communication, industrial training, logistics, trade regulation. Strengths, reliable execution in skill-based ventures, patience in networking, methodical communication style. Challenges, lack of flexibility in creative collaboration, delayed recognition for innovative contributions. Strength, fourth house, career focus, infrastructure projects, homeland governance, mining, real estate development, agricultural administration. Strengths, strong influence in land-based industries, long-term stability in domestic governance roles. Challenges, career stress tied to property disputes, resistance to relocation or change. Fifth house, career focus, educational institution management, policy planning, industrial design, research governance. Strengths, structured leadership in intellectual fields, ability to develop sustainable creative frameworks. Challenges, slow-moving creative projects, risk of suppressing innovative ideas in favor of tradition. Sixth house, career focus, legal services, judicial enforcement, labor law, regulatory compliance, industrial operations. Strengths, exceptional resilience in competitive or adversarial environments, mastery over procedural detail. Challenges, career slowed by bureaucratic hurdles, overwork leading to health strain. Our seventh house, career focus, long-term business partnerships, industrial alliances, international trade agreements, legal arbitration. Strengths, steadfast partner, ethical and contractual dealings, reliable in negotiations. Challenges, overcaution delaying deals, reluctance to enter new alliances without prolonged evaluation. Eighth house, career focus, insurance, taxation, corporate restructuring, industrial safety compliance, mining and resource extraction. Strengths, ability to navigate high-risk industries with caution, resilience in financial or institutional reform. Challenges, career disruptions during large-scale transformations, heavy responsibility in crisis management. Ninth house, career focus, legal policy, judiciary leadership, religious or cultural institution governance, international compliance roles. Strengths: ethical leadership, long-term influence in global policy, disciplined approach to cultural preservation. Challenges: overstrict adherence to doctrine, career friction from ideological differences. 10th house, career focus, corporate governance, political leadership, high-level industrial management, national infrastructure projects. Strengths: maximum directional strength for authority, reputation for reliability, policy-shaping influence. Challenges: slow climb to top positions, political rivalry in leadership roles. 11th house, career focus, trade regulation bodies, industrial associations, social reform organizations, policy advocacy. Strengths: large-scale networking for systemic change, influence in collective governance. Challenges: difficulty balancing personal ambitions with group agendas, resistance to rapid change in group policies. 12th house, career focus, international governance, industrial operations abroad, prison or institutional administration, humanitarian infrastructure. Strengths: patience and discretion in global assignments, ability to maintain order in isolated or high security environments. Challenges: professional isolation, delayed recognition for overseas or behind the scenes contributions.